Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Leanne McKinnell is the Managing Director at a South African National Space Agency. We wanted to check in and understand what this whole business about space weather is about. We can barely get it right on Earth. Are we now going to be giving weather reports for Mars?
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show this morning.
All right, so there is going to be a webinar, but can you just give us a sense of what is space weather? Is there weather in space?
Absolutely. So space weather is a colloquial term we use to refer to the conditions in space that start from the sun, travel through the space environment, and impact our Earth, having adverse influences on the performance and reliability of our technology. So it's basically the weather in space that affects us here on Earth, and it's driven by what happens on the sun.
Right.
So we're very much close to, you mentioned Mars, but we're very much close to Earth when we consider space weather. And we're mostly interested in the space weather impacts that will impact our technology. So as we move forward into the fourth industrial revolution, we're becoming so dependent on technology, our cell phones, internet access. The very fact that I can sit in Amanas and chat to you this morning.
Now you're just showing off. Wow. One of the most beautiful parts in the country. And we're in Joburg, which is maybe not so. It is incredible, though, that said, that we can communicate with as though you are in studio or in the next door studio. It's phenomenal. And it's all happening through satellite, which means obviously the conditions in space are critical to our functionality here on the planet.
Absolutely. And so if there is an adverse solar event, for example, and the solar event is what we call geoeffective, which means it's heading towards Earth, then we create vulnerabilities in our technology systems. And the point is that we can't change it or influence it, but we can understand it and know it and forecast what's going to happen so that we can mitigate that risk. So I guess you could say that space weather is one of the risks to our future technology that is a bit unknown at the moment, and we're trying to change that.
How do we manage a way around it? You know, there's not much we can do about it should it happen. Does that mean, can we control if a satellite's in the region, if something is going to occur? Is there a lot we can do about it?
There isn't a lot we can do to stop it, but what we can do is we can understand and forecast what's going to happen so that we can prepare people and prepare our technology. So I'll give you an example. So what we do here at Sansa is we run a control center that monitors what's happening on the sun, and we have instrumentation, ground-based instrumentation that monitors the space environment, as well as satellite technology that monitors the space environment. And we use those to create models that forecast what's going to happen in space. We can then give a warning or an alert that something is going to happen, and more or less when it's going to hit and how long it's going to last for. And this will allow different sectors to plan. So for example, we might find that navigation systems are affected, for example, and the aviation sector, who is one of the sectors that's very interested in space weather and space weather information, they use navigation, sophisticated navigation equipment for landing and takeoff of airplanes. But if we know that the space weather event is going to happen that affects their technology, they can switch to maybe a more rudimentary way or not fly into a particular airport if the weather is not good so that they can't use line of sight. There are various things that then the sector will decide on what to do. So we try to, in fact, our motto at the Space Weather Center is to provide the right information at the right time to enable the right decisions so that we can protect our technology for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And how advanced is South Africa? How much of a role do we play here in this area globally?
I'm actually very proud of the role that South Africa is playing now. We first started our space weather research in 2010. We opened our first space weather control center as a research and development center in 2010. We then got a designation as the International Space Environment Service Regional Warning Center for Space Weather. We moved up, we upgraded the centre in 2018. And in 2018 as well, we were also designated as the space weather information provider for Africa for the International Civil Aviation Organization, which basically means that South Africa, through SANSA, was given the mandate by the international community to provide regional information for the aviation sector globally. So this is, and so since 2019, we have been embarking on an operational space weather services project where we've moved our small, limited focus research and development center to a 24/7 operational space weather center. We've also participated in many international forums, and we're currently seen as the leading space weather champions in Africa. We will be opening our operational space weather center later this year in 2022. We've been able to do this with the generous support of the Department of Science and Technology, who see this as a way to create excitement in science, innovation, technology, and to internationalize science for South Africa.
Absolutely.
So South Africa is playing a really big role now.
Absolutely.
We are experts on expert groups. We have researchers doing really world-class research in space weather. And we have a very dynamic, energetic space weather forecasting team who are playing a very significant role and making sure that Africa is covered.
Absolutely incredible.
Global challenges.
Dr. Leanne McKinnell, Managing Director of South Africa National Space Agency, speaking to us this morning. It is 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.